Ajahn Sumedho might tell the story later on when he wanted Ajahn Chah to affirm for him whether he'd attained a certain degree of insight or not. And Ajahn Chah says, how should I know? It's your mind, you need to know yourself. And throughout the teachings that you read and hear, he was saying that again and again to people. And one teaching that comes to mind, which is a very favorite one of mine, he talked a lot about anicca, or impermanence. To see the impermanent nature of things is truly the way to free ourselves. And the impermanent nature of even of attainments, or the idea of attainments. So in one little teaching, he says, if the mind tries to tell you you're a sotapanna now, or stream enterer, then find that sotapanna and bow to him. When you bow to him, he'll tell you nothing sure. If you meet a Sakyadagami or a once returner, go and bow to him. He'll tell you even more, nothing sure, everything's uncertain. If you meet an Anagami, a non-returner, go and bow to him. He'll tell you it's even more uncertain. And if you meet an Arahant, go and bow to him. He'll tell you even more, it's all uncertain. And this is a profound teaching, particularly for me, but I'm sure for all of us, because as practitioners, sincere practitioners, we get into the rut of thinking there's something to be attained, or that something to be gotten rid of, that I've got to change somehow. And we get caught into that same rut of trying to become something. And the teaching that Ajahn Chah is pointing to again and again, and it's not about that at all, it's just about seeing the way things are, that everything is impermanent. And that is the only insight that brings us around to true freedom. There's nothing to be attained. There's one quote that comes to mind. He said, I think I'll read it. He said, I don't know with whom to talk about it. We talk about things to be developed and things to give up, but there's really nothing to develop and nothing to give up. I don't know when he said that, but I got a sense that perhaps it was in the later part of his life when he'd done so much training and teaching. There's a great feeling of dispassion about those words.